Round two of the basketball Tasmania State Basketball League is on the northwest coast this weekend. Games being played at Ulverston and Penguin. To tell us a bit more about it, the CEO of Basketball Tasmania, Chris McCoy, joins me now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see the State League back on the northwest coast again. And I love the format that you've had the last couple of years where you have multiple games played over 2 days on the weekends and then into the final one. So this is the second round, which means there's probably been five or six games played already. And at the moment, the coastal sides are doing quite well. Penguin and Burnie are second and third on the men's ladder. So they're doing okay.
Yeah, coastal sides are strong again, which they always are. As you say, Penguin are 3-0, Burnie are 2-1, and you know, great to have Ulverston at 1-2 and Wynyard at 1-2 in the men's. So it's 11 teams in it. It's up for grabs, really, the final four after this weekend.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's cutthroat, isn't it, this weekend? So you'd be wanting to see improved performances from Ulverston and Wynyard to get themselves into that top four. Glenorchy haven't been beaten either.
No, and that's a marquee matchup, Glenorchy and Penguin, last game of the night on Saturday night in Penguin. So, won't that be a beauty?
Yes, I'm sure the Penguin like was be out in force to support the boys in that one. The women's at the moment, Penguin are doing quite well, actually. In fact, they're on top of the women's ladder too, and they haven't been beaten either.
3-0 at the moment and moving along nicely. They'll get tested this round because they're drawn to play the four games. In the first round, Kimbra had to play the four games and they went 3-1. This time it's a tough ask for Penguin. So can they stay on top of the ladder after the second round?
I guess one of the advantages, though, is that the girls will sleep in their own beds next Saturday night. I'll start that again. I guess one of the good advantages, though, for the Penguin girls is they get to sleep in their own beds tonight.
Well, it's always an advantage to play at home. We see it in every sport that it's always better to be in a nice, comfortable environment that you're used to. But then again, it's great to play on the road as well, to get away and play three or four games over a course of the weekend. It makes for a great basketball weekend.
Looking at the results from the first weekend, are there any results there that surprised you or any teams that surprised you? I'm surprised to see Ulverston eighth on the ladder, to be honest, NWBU Premiers.
Yeah, they were missing a couple, but they had a couple of close losses in that first round, and so I expect them to push quite strongly towards this weekend. You know, they lost there to Glenorchy, that just outshot them in that game. But they're also blooding a few young bloods, like Ty Withers is under 22 and state player who's getting a chance to play. So State League's a great chance to get the group together, but also blood some young talent as well.
Okay, let's not forget we've got some coastal youngsters playing in the Basketball Tasmania High Performance Teams. There's teams entered in both men's and women's competition for those as well. What time does it get underway today, Chris?
Yeah, so it's underway at 11 o'clock, and then the draw's online on the Basketball Tasmania website, and the double header there at Penguin women and men go into Saturday night. It should finish about 9 o'clock. So I know it's a full card in Penguin on the one court there, and then the two courts at Ulverston. So it's for those who love their basketball, it's within 10 minutes. They've got three courts to choose from.
Yeah, it's great to have the State League on the coast this weekend. While I've got you, Chris, I might just ask you. There's been a little bit of talk during the week about getting a WNBL side. We haven't even hit the court yet with the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers, but it's exciting to hear that sort of thing going on, isn't it?
Yeah, well, behind the scenes, we're all planning. We'd love to see a pathway to the National League within our own state, like we have with the Jack Jumpers. So part of that was to bring the two games to Tasmania in January, February next year. And all going well with that, we can then work towards hopefully having our own team somewhere around the 2023 season. Which would be very exciting.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of momentum behind the Jack Jumpers at the moment, and I think the whole state wants them to do well. And I guess, if they do well on the court and they do well financially, then there's no reason why we can't have a Women's National League side as well.
Yeah, well, they've started terrific. I know they haven't thrown the ball up yet, but they've done a great job in embracing the whole state, and the state's really rallied behind the brand, which is fantastic. So they'll have no trouble selling out games, and the roster should be nice and competitive. It's a tough league, so it's a big ask to come in and make finals or go further than that. But they'll certainly be competitive with the roster they've put together.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, and also looking forward to the State Basketball League this weekend, today and tomorrow at Penguin and Ulverston. Chris, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me again.